It's expected that Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin will announce today that she secured $2 million in Interior Department funds for land acquisition for the Ice Age National Scenic Trail. The trail is a roughly 1,000-mile route in Wisconsin that basically traces the leading edge of the last glacier in the state. Cora Diversdahl of Frederick is president of the board of the Ice Age Trail Alliance. She says the trail merits federal money.
The Ice Age National Scenic Trail is one of 11 national scenic trails throughout the country. And although the Ice Age Trail is the only trail within one state boundary, it is a national scenic trail. And it does preserve, you know, important elements from the last glaciation period over 10,000 years ago.
Diversdahl says only about 65% of the land for the trail has been acquired, but she's hoping that governments and private donors will eventually come through with the rest of the needed funding. Diversdahl says the trail helps bring alive Wisconsin history.
Both from glaciation point of view and from some of the historic spots that the trail does go through. And it's also involved in communities like Lodi, St. Croix Falls, and Cross Plains, where you hike through these towns and you learn about the town and about the people there.
Also today, the DNR and Dane County are expected to announce a land purchase for the trail in the town of Cross Plains. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.